I use my tall shoes so I can see everybody. You know, I'm a little short, just a little. I'm so thankful to be here this year. I can't believe it's another year. I'm so thankful that I can see everybody. I'm so thankful because my family is here. I feel like I got my cheerleaders in here. That's a big blessing. And also all the brothers, the León and Pachuca and Guadalajara, that makes me feel like relaxed, like in home, like really good. I like it. I want to say thank you to you for all your prayers, for Pray for Puebla. Thank you. Thank you for your offerings. I really appreciate that. And I want to say thank you to my Lord, because we have John and Karen working with us. That's, you know, be alone and start a church alone. It's hard, just me and Steven sit down and start singing, like, but when they're in there, we got company, and that's really good, really good. I like it. And I want to start reading John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. You know, sometimes in the ministry, there are hard moments, and we don't know how things will turn out. We don't understand how we plan a church. This worries me a lot and gives me a lot of stress. I always stress. I don't know why, but I always let that way. And, well, I'm thankful with my Lord because he gave me Stephen. We almost 7 years together, and man, it's a real blessing. I'm a lucky girl with my husband. I'm always stressed, and he's always so relaxed. So I always think like, Stephen, we need to do something. We need to have a plan. We need to talk. And he's always like, Adi, just sit down, calm. Just wait, just relax, go play with the kids. And I'm like, no, Stephen, we need to do something. We need to do something. And I talk with Karen. And Karen, help me. And she's, Adi, it's okay. I know. But she's like, what? And then I say, okay, I'm going to talk with my dad. I call my dad, and he's the same way. What's going on? I'm really stressed. But even though I stress and worry and might not see how these things will happen, I know that God sees and he will do it. He should trust God more. We should trust more in God. In Puebla, there are many sisters that have given my joy this last year. I am so nervous, I'm sorry. One of them is 22 years old. She has a 5-year-old daughter that she has cerebral palsy. Yes. She has been one of the most faithful women in the church. She always goes to pass out tracts. She's faithful, shares in the open meeting, and she is always very joyful, always smiling. She is always looking for a way to help her daughter. Her prayers is that one day will see her daughter walk. But even with her daughter's condition, she is faithful to the Lord. And it's another sister. She is 29 years old. She is a single mother with two small children who separó, separated from her husband, who is a drunk. She came faithfully and helps with many things in the church. She is faithfully shares in the open meetings. She is very willing to serve the Lord and teach her kids the way of God. She is a sister that works very hard. And there's more examples of faithful women, but I just want to speak of these two. As a missionary wife, there are many ways to please God. I used to think it was only by evangelizing and attending the preaching and Bible studies with my husband. And this is part of my ministry, but it's not everything. My ministry as a wife is also taking care of my husband, taking care of my kids, taking care of my house, and the minister, sometimes things happen and we can lose confidence. It is amazing that even though we have seen how God works, we still doubt and think, what will happen? How will it happen? These sisters told me that I have been a help and blessing to them. But the fact is that I have learned so much from them. There are times that I get down, but when I see these sisters that come to the meeting and they are encouraged and with desires to praise God and speak of His work, they lift me up. They encourage me, and it is a blessing to me to see sisters. They are young that want to serve my Lord in this way. To be able to see the fruit that God gives and to see how God changed life, it is amazing. It is very easy to fall back into the boat and stress, even though we have seen how God works. But we must continue working and begin strong. I think that many times we complain a lot and work very little. Is there anything better in this life to do than to serve God and praise God? I don't think there's nothing better. I was thinking we have too many things, and I think we have a car, and the car breaks down, and you have to buy another one. And a house falls apart, and you have to fix it. But the reward for serving Christ is permanent. It is eternal. And that is what I want. I want the reward that Christ offers. Brothers and sisters, what are we doing with our time? You know, the last week in Nolan's wedding, we were driving back home, and Hannah asked me, "Mommy, when I'm being big, can I marry?" And I went, "What? She's 4 years old." And Stephen told her, "When you're big like daddy, you can marry." And she's, "Okay." And I'm like, "What?" But I think she's four, I can't believe she's four. That was fast. And yes, one day I don't know the plans of God, but maybe one day she's going to marry, and that's going to go fast. And what I'm doing with my time, what I'm teaching to her, I have the time right now to work, to do something with my family, with my kids, with the people, with the church, and what I'm doing with my time. You know, we make plans for the future. And when we are in Puebla, I told Stephen, "You know what? When we come back for this trip here from San Antonio, we need to do everything for Hannah to start school, and I one day she started going in ballet, and I want to do some change here in the house, and I want to paint this wall. I got all my whole list. And when we came here and we go over there in the place for seeing my papers, everything changed. Right. I'm like, what? I got my plan. One sister in Puebla, she's getting married. And I was so excited for be there and her wedding and everything. And I'm not going to be there anymore. And I mean, I think like, why I can trust in my Lord? Why I need to do all my plans the way I want? Why I can just wait and trust in Him? I mean, I know my God has the control. I know He's holding my hand. And why I can't wait and just see what happens? Just like Stephen told me all the time, just sit down and relax. Why? But you know what? I think that God is, He wants to teach me something. I was thinking a month here in San Antonio, what I'm going to do in this heat? No, I can't. I can live with Linda. No. No, I don't know. I was thinking what, but Stephen and I, we talk and we say, well, that's what God wants. We never speak. We don't have a plan like, let's do this with my papers and then we can move over there or something. No. But I know that my Lord have the plans. He knows why He's going to put us here for a little bit. And I feel, I think I said this the last year, I feel at home in here. I like to be here. I see too many women that I can learn. I can, maybe another ones that I can teach. I don't know. So we need to trust more in the Lord and don't be like stressed like me. So we make plans for the future, not even knowing what God had prepared for us. We think tomorrow I will do. Tomorrow I will say, tomorrow I will go, but why tomorrow? Why wouldn't start doing right now? Why we need to wait till tomorrow? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. So let's start working right now. This is the time that we got. But we don't know what God's plan is for tomorrow. We have a lot of excuses to not be working for Christ. But it's a sure thing that if we stop worrying, if we start focusing on problems, if we close Facebook, if we close the computer and turn it on the TV, we will have time to serve Christ. Amen. The time continues to go by, and what we have to give to Christ is stand up and work for what is permanent, for what is eternal. Yeah. So I want really encourage you that no, don't wait, don't be scared, don't be like, I can. Look at me, I can. I don't deserve this, but it's for my Lord. I don't do this for the people in here or for agradar. Please somebody in here. I do this for my Lord. I know I'm shaking right now. I don't know, but this is for my Lord, and I want to encourage you. Do it for God. He deserved this. He saved us. We don't deserve. He died for us, and we don't deserve eternal life. We don't deserve His love, His mercy. We don't deserve anything that we got. We got a lot, and why we can work for the Lord. So. Just stand up and work. Yes.